Dr. Olivero, dictated for April 2nd, 2024. The first patient is Barbara Sands. The last name is S-A-N-D, like in Delta, S like in Sierra, Sands. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old African-American female that is referred by Dr. Kundlas, K-U-N-D-L-A-S, because of controlled hypertension. Period. The patient was studied for secondary causes of hypertension, and the workup has been completely negative. Period. The patient has been placed in a combination of benazepril with amlodipine, 520, one tablet POBID, and the blood pressure readings have been much better. The average blood pressure is 120 over 70. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes that has been treated with the administration of a Janumet, 50/500, one tablet POBID. The patient claims that the blood sugar has been below 200 most of the time. However, the hemoglobin A1C is 9.6. At this point, I am not going to change the medications. I am going to encourage her to keep a log of the blood sugars and communicate with the office in order to make the necessary adjustments in order to get a better blood sugar control. Following number, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, dash stage 2. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The serum creatinine 1.1, the BUN 20, and the estimated GFR is 53. The albumin is 4.2, and the protein creatinine ratio is 92 milligrams per gram of creatinine. For the next visit, we are going to assess albumin creatinine ratio. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, the total cholesterol is below 200. HDL 60, LDL is 108. We're going to continue with the same approach. Following number, the patient has a history of malignant neoplasm of the bones and joints, sarcoma in the past. It's a remote history. The patient is in remission. We're going to reevaluate this case in about 3 months with laboratory workup.